chapter 14, where you start out by saying the Middle Ages, now we're in the year 1000, let's say, after Christ, were a rather unique time in the history of ideas. When you study church history in the Middle Ages, and when you study philosophy in the Middle Ages, you are studying the exact same people, events, books, and ideas. That is not true of other eras. It's certainly not true of the 21st century. The Middle Ages were the time of Christendom, the bringing together of all things under their rubric and sphere of the church. So we have not two separate disciplines of theology and philosophy in the Middle Ages. We have them both intertwined. And much of the theological, philosophical discussion revolved around God, his communication to his creatures, and the revelation of his will. To use philosophical categories, we would say metaphysics, epistemology, and ethics. And there's a lot in that paragraph as you introduce this period of time known as the Middle Ages. Tell us about why at that time there wasn't this separation of philosophical and theological that we see today, and how the Roman Catholic Church was integrated back then. Was that really the only church in town? Was the Roman Catholic Church the same way as it was today, with the same kind of doctrinal errors that it teaches today? How did that figure into this time?
Wow, yeah, those are great questions. I think, first of all, if we just address the idea of the church, it really was the Roman Catholic Church. That was the only church in the Middle Ages. So you were either an outright pagan and like a Celtic druid or something, or you're Roman Catholic. Or, of course, there's the option of Islam. This is really all that you have. It's not until the Protestant Reformation, and we have a sharp divide now between Protestantism and Roman Catholicism. I think, secondly, we need to recognize that it just wasn't the medieval Catholic, Roman Catholic Church wasn't the same at 500 as it was in 1517 at the time of the Reformation. But over the centuries, it drifted further away from God's word and added more and more sort of layers of teaching, so that the layers of teaching of the church became the focus and not the Bible became the focus. That didn't happen overnight in 500, but it happened over the centuries. So those are some ways for us to understand that sort of thousand-year period. But I think, rather than just sort of dismiss, you know, I'm a Protestant, I love the Reformation, so I'm all about the Reformation, but rather than just dismiss the Middle Ages as one big misstep, I think we need to take a look back and say, what was going on there, though, that could be helpful for us? And I think one of the things we see is that we've ceded all of this territory in the modern age. And we've let the academy do its thing. And we as Christians have sort of isolated ourselves into our theology and church sort of bubble. And you come to the Middle Ages and you say, oh, the greatest philosophers, these were absolutely committed to studying who God was and knowing who God was. Not the greatest theologians, the greatest philosophers, right? Whereas in our age, we've got this rampant secularism that has just driven a sharp wedge between philosophy and theology, or science and religion. You didn't have that in the Middle Ages. And I think there's some things to be learned there, that we don't have to give up this ground as Christians. We can be the best philosophers. We can be the best scientists, because we understand this to be the world that God has made. And that's a tremendous advantage for us. So those are some of the things, recognizing that there were a lot of theological and ecclesiological missteps in the Middle Ages. There's still a lot that we can gain from that in terms of how we approach life and how we think about the world we live in.